The struggles of the so-called Big Three automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, have not been limited to the U.S. GM spokesman Tom Wilkinson says the company's operations around the world are being affected.
We've probably ramped back in most regions, again, as the economic crisis has started to spread. I would expect in most regions that car makers are either slowing production or looking at slowing production.
One country that will be affected is Thailand. GM says it is closing a plant southeast of Bangkok for 2 months starting in mid-December and will cut more than 250 jobs.
The slowdown in production in Thailand is really being driven by slower sales in that Asian region.
The GM plant produced 100,000 cars and trucks in 2007 and is scheduled to reopen. But Thai officials are watching for developments out of Washington. In a statement to VOA, the Thai Minister of Commercial Affairs says U.S. companies can and do play a very important role in Thailand's automotive sector. She also says the collapse of any one of the major U.S. automakers could hurt related industries, like Thailand's rubber industry, which produces finished tires and sells rubber to tire manufacturers in other countries. Hang Yong Pyo, an associate at the Hyundai Research Institute, says South Korea is also watching and waiting. He says many major U.S. companies will likely fall like dominoes if one of the big three automakers fails, which could make it more difficult for South Korea to borrow foreign currency. There could also be other serious consequences. Pyo says the collapse of a major U.S. automaker could deepen the U.S. recession, slow consumer spending, and make it more difficult for South Korea to sell its exports to the U.S. The latest economic data from South Korea shows industrial output fell more than 2% from September to October, a sign its export-driven economy is already slowing faster than expected. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.